Hey, howdy. And the drunk man sitting in a bar with a very beautiful girl sitting beside him looked over at her and said, "The name's Bond, Vagabond. Booze will do that to you." Hey, we got stores now that actually think they're governments. You got not just stores, you've got online people, you got Amazon, you got YouTube, you got everybody acting like they're the big brother, you know what? And they have enough power, I guess it's working right now. Walmart kind of comes to mind. They're saying, you gotta wear a mask or you can't come into the store, and also you can't work for us at the store. Who are they to say that? This is a government's job. It shouldn't be a retailer's job. Shouldn't this be kind of universal or at least semi-county or something? I mean, instead, you got people like that making up the rules as they go along, and the percentages, the deaths, and the people that have the disease, it doesn't warrant that. We should all boycott something. Wearing masks, maybe, I don't know. Camilla Harris. Get a name I can pronounce, please. Something like Sally or Susie or something like that. Here's a journalist. I say that kind of lightly. Journalist? Not so sure about that. She works for the Toronto Star. Her name is Emma Tetla, and she's saying Camilla Harris is not Canadian, no matter how badly we want her to be. Is that news or is that an opinion? I do opinions. She's supposed to do news. She works for a newspaper. I mean, that's not news. That's fake news, maybe, but it certainly ain't news. And also, you're implying that we all want her to be Canadian. I'm Canadian. I don't want her to be Canadian. In fact, I don't even want her around in the U.S. or any place. She's a commie, as are most people that work for the Toronto Star. Remarkably, in just 5 short years, the Trudeau government, it's his country now, in Canada, he has totally changed the character of the country. The entire character, right? And they're working so hard at it, and he has help. He has help. He has somebody with a big mind, warped mind, but this George says it's Soros. It's that grade 8 thing happening again. But you know what I mean, or who I mean, and you get it. I mean, with the kind of influence that Trudeau was getting, he's destroying the nation. He's changing it. His view is he's not destroying it, he's making it better. But ask the people who live here, the people. They're the ones that should be asked. And they say he's destroying it. NDP leader, NDP, of course, is code for commie. And this is in Ottawa, Canada. He's now saying to the government, the Liberals, if you guys want to stay in power, by the way, you're a minority and I can prop you up. Y'all got to do what I say. And I want to have universal child care. That's another step, a big step with regards to dumbing everybody down and creating a communist nation. Part of that plan that Trudeau's doing anyway. And I think Trudeau will welcome this because then he can say to Canadians, it's not me. I mean, it's him. I had to do it so I could stay in power, but it's him. He wants $10 billion so we can raise your children. Hey, got to do it. Got to do it. It's COVID and you guys, you've got to get back to work anyway. And I'm here to help, right? It's a sad, sad thing. Stop it. You as a citizen, stop it. I don't know how you stop it. I mean, these guys are, they're steamrolling over top of us, but you got to try. You got to call your members of parliament, your MLA, call the Pope, call somebody and say, we don't want to do this. I mean, we want to raise our own children. We don't want some goof in the government raising our children, because effectively that's what they're trying to do. You know, that NDP guy, he can be as subtle as a hand grenade into a bowl of porridge, you know, and that's what he does. He comes out with this stuff all of the time, and he's got a huge power base. He really does, because the government needs him to stay in power, but they also agree with everything he does anyway. Bit of an issue. Now, we have the Conservatives and the New Democrats are both kind of joined in Canada with regard to this noise about the WE charity organization. They're both saying, let's lobby the lobbyists. Let's find out if they think they're lobbyists. It's a whole bunch of mixed up verbiage, but that's what it all says here. And you know what? Even if this WE organization isn't guilty of stealing or fraud or something, in the conventional sense, they really are. Because if you drive the getaway car, you're just as guilty as the guy that robs the bank, right? They're an accessory for sure. If you took the money from someone without their approval and you gave it to me, it is wrong. And if it's wrong if I take it, right? If I take it, I then, as said, I'm an accomplice. And that's what these guys are all about. And to even make it worse, they gave it back. Who does that? If you think you're in the right, why would you give it back? Doesn't that kind of make you guilty? Kind of, sort of, maybe. Back to this Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. They now want to impose a California-style magazine ban on every American gun owner. Magazine clip, I call it clip most often. Most gun people refer to it as a magazine. That's that little thingamadoo that you put bullets in, don't you know? Recently in California, the Ninth Circuit came along and said, hey, not so fast. I mean, we can have as many bullets in a clip as we want. And so they've outlawed that law, blah, 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 struck down that law that said you could only have 10. The Democrats always humor me. They amaze me and humor me, and they puzzle me. I mean, you can go out and kill 10 people, but you can't kill 15, right? So now you could have two guns and kill 20. But anyway, now we're back to a clip or a magazine of unlimited size. And these people are saying we need to have that California style across the nation. And here's where it gets kind of interesting. They say anyone who fails to register under our administration or during our administration, their large capacity magazine, which means anything more than 10 bullets under the National Firearms Act, which we will make sure that it says all these things, that you have to register. You have to register your magazine. All right, let's drill down on that. Somebody's got to ask both of these candidates how a gun owner would go about registering a magazine, given that there's no serial number on a magazine. I mean, dumb is forever. They haven't got a clue what they're talking about, and they keep talking, mouths open, words falling out. Their bull and this bull is kind of related. It's a typical liberal politician. You know what? His one horn makes left side pointers, and he's full of bull. And that would kind of be the couple that I just talked about. India. First, let me say the Democrats want to have everybody voting because they think they can import people from other countries. And, you know, they lie and they cheat. And I mean, the dead people get to vote several times and so on. In India, there's a population of 1.3 billion people, and every single voter in India has a voter ID. Hey, American Democrats call this voter suppression? Probably. Trump spoke recently to the representatives of 24,000 police officers in New York City, the union, and they endorsed him. It's the first time that they ever endorsed a president, and the left is going crazy. They're just beside themselves with anger. Well, they're nuts. I like that. That cheers me up. Y'all come back. See ya.